This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Today is the 15th day of the 8th lunar month in the Chinese lunar calendar, time for the Moon Festival, also known as the Mid-Autumn Festival. It's a time where the relations come together and celebrate the importance of family, often while enjoying the full moon alongside tea and a delicacy called the moon cake. As Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, it is a frantic time of year for the bakers who make the cakes.
If you walk into the Taipan Bakery in Manhattan's Chinatown, there's always a ton of different goodies. The fruit tarts, the custard tarts, almond tarts. But around this time of year, you start to see something special.
So what we're looking at right now is our traditional mooncakes.
This is Christopher Ng, Taipan's general manager.
Mooncakes would represent the wholeness of your family, the wholeness of the moon, and, you know, to celebrate the harvest.
They're traditionally round, like the moon. They have a golden brown shell with intricate carved calligraphy. Sometimes there's mythical creatures and Chinese letters telling you the name of the bakery and what's inside.
We have almost 40 different types of mooncakes we produce for the season. This one is a chocolate. This is our new one. This is a sesame seed. The more luxurious flavors would be the lotus seed paste.
Inside each one, you can often find at least one preserved, salty, dense egg yolk, symbolizing again the moon and family. The cakes are cute and delicious and a lot of work and are only made this time of year.
Mooncakes are traditionally almost given as gifts nowadays, and sometimes even a couple banks come out and, hey, as a show of appreciation to our customers, we want to buy mooncakes.
When fall hits, the bakery goes into mooncake overdrive to meet demand.
Tens of thousands per store. My father said in Hong Kong, one mooncake season for a great bakery, that's 1/4 of their total profits of the year.
For a business, you can imagine it's actually a huge supply chain management challenge.
It does happen that our other products do, I wouldn't say suffer, but there is a break in supply because everyone was so busy making mooncakes.
The last batch gets made on the day of the Moon Festival.
People get very rowdy eventually when we start selling out on the last day, and we just have to stop, unfortunately, because that's it. We have to go back to normal.
Bakers need time to celebrate, too, after all.
For me, the holiday is about family and celebrate all the hard work we've done.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.